That's it. Letting the body and mind relax, invoking the inner friend. Gently turn your attention, your focus, on your own presence, on the self, yourself. As the body and mind continue to relax, the Buddha seated in you, just be yourself. With the aham, the I, rests in the Atma, in the self that I am. Not identified. Not identifying me with the body or the mind or my thoughts or feelings, just recognizing me in my own right as I am. Not attached to any experience, asanga. In Nididhyasana, sometimes we say asangoham. I am asanga. Means as I sit, my being, in the midst of all of these upadhis, all of these conditioning adjuncts, all of the external sounds and experiences, so internal and external, experiences that are coming and going, all that exist within time. I recognize myself as asanga, completely unattached, untouched by any experience. Space is asanga. We often use it as an example. Fire burns in space, but space is not burnt. Water flows through space, but space is not wet. I am the very self of space. I am even more subtle I objectify space itself. Space, like air, fire, water, earth. All are Maya. They're Mithya. They have no independent being of their own. So in that way also, they're a different order of reality. Like my shadow when I walk in the sun. It's there to be experienced, but it's a different order of reality that has no independent being. Nor can it affect the order of reality which produces it. Gently focusing on my own presence. My buddhi, because of its knowledge, recognizing me as the Asanga Atma, as its very self, remaining always untouched and free from time. I welcome without fear all experiences, all people, all situations that come my way, all difficulties. All of Ishvara is the very self of Ishvara. I don't resist Ishvara. I do my Dharma. I play my role. Knowing that I myself am Asanga, the very self of the whole. I give this body, my mind, my talents, my weaknesses, all aspects of this upadhi, I give to Bhagavan, I give to Ishvara. I recognize that they are Ishvara. There is nothing separate from Bhagavan. So I let Bhagavan have what is his. And I do what is there to be done. The jivatvam, barely present, because no real raga dvesha. It is easy for me to be an expression of Dharma, the very laws of Ishvara. When I resist the Dharma, that is my sadhana, no problem. I contemplate on those situations. I take care of the little ones inside. I commit myself to my knowledge. It's a commitment on the part of the Buddha. Let me own my knowledge. Rather than act out in samsara. Relax the body and mind. Be yourself. Recognize yourself. And all the experiences that are taking place internally and externally. Recognize yourself as Ishwara, as the very self of Ishwara, and all the experiences are part and parcel of Ishwara's infinite form, which is your infinite form. Ishwara's infinite form is your infinite form. Because the self that you are is the self which Ishwara is. So that your body and mind belong to your infinite form. When the Buddha is with yourself, even what would be the most difficult of situations is nothing. It's not a problem. I simply do my Dharma. But for me, it's not a problem. Because I'm not disturbed in any way, nor can I be, as a Sangha. by the Ishwa's form, by the laws of Ishwa. Karma, all karma pala. Exist and take place within Ishwara's order. The infinite order of Bhagavan. Cause and effect are part of that infinite order. There are no mistakes. From Ishwara's standpoint, all takes place within that infinite order. Swamiji says, without any negativity intended, I get what I deserve. Because all cause and effect take place within the infinite order. As I understand that, I can accept and welcome what comes my way as Ishwara's order. Shanti.